If I want to do the dishes to wash, I'll pile them up neatly in a pan or something. Well, I've got to cook sometime. All right, when I start to cook my dinner or my supper, well, I'll wash my dishes while I'm cooking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the reality. But everybody, Miss Miles, got their way of doing things.
That's right.
They got their mind about their things. Now, I look at some folks sometimes, and just to look around the place, it don't look like they have no mind. You can't see nothing to do.
Uh-huh.
Every time you see them, they're sitting down.
Just sitting.
Sitting. Just holding the hand. Well, now, I ain't got that kind of mind. If I'm sitting down, I'll be doing something. Sometimes, the other day I was out there working some in the yard, started to do stuff.
The wind
rolls out in half. So I was doing something. I don't know what I was doing. Ben said to me, "You don't never think you ought to sit down?" I said, "I sit down when I get ready." I said, "Do you ever think about you ought to get up and walk around sometime?" He didn't say nothing else.
Yes, just like you said, Miss Daisy, about living in Georgia. How was it? You said... If
I said, some folks don't like Georgia. They don't even like the name. But I tell them, this Georgia's all right if you's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you need to expect folks to be so nice to you when you're so nasty. I told him I lived in Georgia, got along all right. I never had no trouble with nobody. I stayed there, married there twice, separated one husband, then come on down further and got this. And I don't look like I'm going to get rid of him. Look like I got to keep him.
Just swap him off, Miss Daisy. I imagine a lot of people would love to swap off a husband or two.
Got rid of one of them.
Oh, yes. I was young then.
Oh.
See, I married the first time when I was 15. 16.
Why, Miss Daisy?
When you were 16.
Well, that was too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Mm-hmm. I stayed with him though about 4 years. But you see, I stayed with him long enough to know he was wrong. He wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
By being taught a heap of things. Folks that was older than me, well, and they'd tell me, you don't have to put up with him treating you like that. And from time to time, you see, I began to think I didn't. The older I got, well, the better I could understand. It don't seem like love to me. You'd be all the time wanting to fight and fuss and going on. End of the 4 years, I had lunch. I walked on away from there one morning about 9 o'clock. He was in the field working. I fixed his dinner and his breakfast. And he eat his breakfast. When I come from the house, I'd have to go chun every morning. So I brought the milk down, put it all on the table for him. When he come, I was gone. He didn't know where I was in 2 weeks. When he found out where I was, I had done got used to doing without him. Don't know how I'm going back. I done been off and been back. And you don't do no better. I ain't going back. Well, when he find me there, I left that. Went on to another place. I first went to my aunt's. That's where he found me. First time. Next time, after he found me there, well, then the next week or two, I went to my mother's. And so, we've been going ever since. So I stayed a widow. 6 years. I mean, one of them has no father. Then I met this man after 6 years had passed. So he was nice. Looked like I could stay with him. He didn't fight. We didn't fuss. We didn't have no arguments, you know, like heap of folks do. If he asked me to do anything, if I could do it, I did that. If I asked him to do something, he did it. We didn't have no children. So yeah, I think me and him was married a year and 9 months before our first child was born. You see, we didn't have nothing for us. So after the children came, we didn't have nothing to fuss for. I thought, I'd get at the children's, and if he thought I ought not to be sanded, if he thought I ought not to switch them or something like that. Well, while this was going on, he didn't say a word. He'd sit there and look. But when the children's all got out, then he'd bring it up. Daisy, you mustn't do so and so and so. You ought not say it so and so and so. Just like nobody didn't know nothing about our argument, but just me and him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time looked like it needed to be done. If he was there, it didn't get done. I didn't do it. I wouldn't bother. I may tell him, why don't you do that? And stop right there. Well, he didn't like for me to do things or say some things I would say. He didn't like it. So, keep him from hearing it, I wouldn't speak it in his presence. We got along good till we come here after a while. He got to thinking he was a young man, I guess. He got to running around here and there, but I didn't fuss with him. I'd tell him, you better be careful. I'd tell him that. But I never fuss with him. So, you know, we stayed apart. Yes. 9 years.
9 years?
9 years. Well, he had to go, you know, he was all in the north and all in the south and all around anywhere he wanted to be. But me and my children was home. And there we stayed.
That was after you moved over
there? I'm living in the old big house. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Under that magnolia tree. Oh, he what you talking about? He's been a rough one since he got here and seen what they was doing and how they was acting and how they lived and all this. And he signed he won't try to. But look at him now. What can he do? Nothing. Sit there for me to wait on. It's different ones to tell me. Well, Daisy, if he treated me like he did you, he couldn't come in my house. I said, well, he got to go in somebody's house. I said, when they get through with him out there, I said, he ain't got nowhere else to go but come here to me. I said, he will. So he get through with him. He come home. And he did. He home now. Wanting to go in camp. Yeah. I don't bother him. I just let him do what he wants. And that ain't nothing. He make like he reading, but he ain't. He ain't reading. But he's going to be as blind as a bat if he keep it up. But you can't tell him nothing. I can't. He'll sit there and he'll get one envelope. And he'll look on it. Well, there ain't nothing on the back of an envelope but the address. Well, now some of them, I guess, is a month old. Long or that, but he'll find it somewhere. He left to ramble. He left to look for something. He was looking. Oh, I said, well, Ben, what in the world is he looking for? Can I help you? No. I'm looking for money. That's what I'm looking for. I said, in the wood box. When I left, he didn't been in, went back there somewhere. He got this many old papers, envelopes and old letters and things. He's sitting there in the chair going to him. But he'll be there when I go back. He done about got his nap out. He used to sleep all the time. But he don't sleep much now. He don't sleep much. He's just... a great big pumpkin there.
Pumpkin?
Yes. It was a man brought it to me from up here somewhere. He brought two. One was a great big one like that, and the other one his about like that. So I cooked one. He walking around there this morning, he looked at it. He said, Daisy? I said, I want to ask you something. I said, yeah. How about us cooking this pumpkin? I said, who going to peel it? I said, you can't peel it. I said, I ain't going to try. I said, if I cook it, I ain't got nowhere to put it. I said, it's too much to eat. He said to me, and I said, you can't peel it. He said, that's what you said. I said, well, you know when I said that? The boy brought me two catfish Saturday evening. Oh, they is about that long.
Foot long?
Mm-hmm. So... I asked Doss, I said, Doss, you want one? She said, yeah. I said, well, you'll have to clean them. I ain't gonna clean them. She said, Daddy gonna clean them. I said, he ain't. He says, she said, yes, he is. I said, he ain't doing nothing else. He can clean two fish. Just like that. So he started, I bet it took him 2 hours to get two little catfish clean. One thing about him, he doesn't sit around so long. He's too lazy. He's just lazy. He don't want to do nothing. If he can't get down to 4 miles, well, then he don't want to do nothing home. And he don't. So he cleaned them. So Sunday morning, he said to me, he said, I had a job last night. I won't have no more. So I said, what did you do? Cleaning them fish. I said, Ben, I said, what a shame. I said, you can't call out to clean two fish? He said, my arm hurts me. I said, oh, Lord, that ain't nothing. Just one arm hurt you? I said, sometimes both of my arms and legs and all over hurt you, but I don't stop. I said, well, that's okay with me. Well, if I get scale fish, I don't ask them about cleaning. It makes me sick to look at him trying. I said, making like. So I get out there and clean them myself. But it was late when the boy brought him, and they were still alive. So I just told him, clean. But I don't bother him by doing nothing. If his mind don't tell him to do nothing, he just sat there. When it's cold, I keep a good fire there, so when I get ready to go in, I'll go in a warm house.
Well, he's an old fish cleaner, Miss Daisy.
Sir?
He cleaned fish way back yonder.
Yes, sir. He used to clean them all.
He could clean them with his hands behind him, couldn't he?
That's right. And I told him, I said, well, you used to clean them. Yeah, but my arm hurts me. I said, just one arm? I said, both of mine, arms and legs and everything else be hurting sometimes. But I don't stop.
Do you think a fella gets that way just from sitting around?
Do you believe it is? You just practice anything. You get used to it, won't you?
To where you don't want to even get up and do
just
anything.
Right. Do nothing. The longer you sit, the better it feels to you, sitting there. Getting, I ain't going to do it. I'll sit a while, and I'm going to get up and walk, just like I told him the other day. I said, if you would move around more, I said, you'd feel better. I said, you'd feel more like moving. He'll sit there. Well, sometimes, all day, he'll start it this night. Well, I've got to go to the post office now. He talked that all day yesterday. He made me a tractor watch. Well, if he's waiting for somebody to come along where he can catch a ride, when he ought to walk, he'll step the way down there and walk back. When he first come here, he couldn't walk. Finally, he's too weak. But he can walk down there now. So he said somebody, he's like, I thought I'd have went to the post office today, but I didn't make it. I said, you can't make it sitting on the steps. I said, you got to get up and walk. I said, you know, I don't wait for no ride. If I got to go to that store, I get up and go on down there and come on back. Don't I miss my...
Yes, you do.
Get up and go on down there and do what I'm going to do, or get what I went at, or seize it there, and come on back home. I told him, I said, you can't depend on nobody's ride. You ain't got nothing to ride in. I don't know whether anybody's coming or not. So he's telling me that same thing. Oh, I got to go to the post office today. I said, you think so?
Well,
And he has a good appetite.
Yes, ma'am. He got the way he eats now. He'll eat a big breakfast, he eat a big lunch, and then he eat in between.
Miss Bessie, Miss Daisy, you was a grown woman when you come down here.
I brought my family.
You say you was old almost, wasn't you?
That's right. Yes, I brought my family to this state. All my children was born in Georgia.
Yeah.
But they were small
yeah.
when I brought them here.
You married when you were 16.
That was the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, I was in age. I was grown enough to marry when I married then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stayed married that first time for 4 years.
For 4 years. I tried to stay with him.
Uh-huh.
But after folks kept telling me that I didn't have to put up with the way he treated me, and he didn't get no better, and so
he just hard to get along with.
Just hard to get along with.
Yeah.
So I decided I ain't gonna stay.
Yeah.
So I walked on over.
Well, that's curious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That is curious. Just hard to get along with.
Just hard to get along with. You know, heap of folks is like that.
Yeah.
They don't never feel like you've done enough. Almost everything you do is wrong.
Oh.
Well, that's to bring up an argument, you see. Finally wake up into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just holler at each other.
That's right.
Yeah.
But then, when I was with him, I didn't have sense enough to fight for myself. Oh, what he? He take a notion, well, he just put a whooping on me.
Yeah.
So,
they done that then, Miss Daisy?
Yes, sir, he did. But one thing about it, he didn't fight me with no stick and nothing like that. And I had to get him a switch about this long.
Yeah.
That's the real prophet.
Oh.
Just like I was his child.
Uh-huh.
He just tanned the bark a little bit.
Uh-huh. And he didn't put a scratch on me that long. Out of all the cookings, he ain't ever made a mark on me at all. I don't have a scratch on me, no man put on me.
Oh, really?
I mean, this young man fight. You know, fight. Never has.
Well, how did he manage that, Mr. Eddie?
Huh? Manage what?
How did he use that switch and not?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't try to keep him from using it. He used it much as he wanted. He may throw it outdoors and he may stand up in the corner. After I grew up, I said he's saving it for the next time.
But he didn't scratch you with it, so he must not have hit very hard.
He didn't hit so hard. No, he didn't hit nothing.
Well,
and then, you see, I had on normal clothes.
Yeah.
And he just hit my clothes here sometimes, run here sometimes. He didn't have to have many licks at the time. And that's weird.
He wasn't drinking or anything like that.
No, sir.
He just put out.
Yep, he's just mean. He's just jealous or something. He think things. And it wasn't so.
Oh.
But he believed that was his trouble. He was just jealous as he could be.
Oh. While he's off the field,
mm-hmm.
he figures you
think somebody was there, or I was gone somewhere, or something like that. That's what it was all about.
So he's just going to give you a little whipping to make you behave.
Yeah.
Well, they done that then, Miss Daisy.
So they did.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Lots of people did.
Lots of them. I know that. Yeah, they was... The men, you know, they whooped the animals.
Yeah.
They'd get them out there and hide them. That was, let me see, you was 20 years old then.
Yeah.
And then you wasn't married for 6 years.
6 years. And then, after 6 years, I married this man.
Yeah.
Well,
now, you were 20 years old then when you left this fella. So you was old enough to know what's going on.
Well, I told you I stayed there with him till I learned that he wasn't the right kind.
Yeah.
And when I learned that, you know, after folks would tell me, now, his sister-in-law, she treated me just like I was her child. She told me what she thought was right and what she thought was wrong. And I believed what she said because I found it to be true. And then she told me, says that if you don't want to stay there, you don't have to stay there and take his foolishness. So you can come here and stay. Just as long as you want to stay.
Uh-huh.
And say, he ain't going to bother you neither. Just like that.
And she was a little older than you?
She was a heap older than I was.
Yeah.
But you see, she know how you're supposed to live and what you're supposed to do to make life sweet. Because she was just as sweet as she could be. Her family, they got along just quiet. You never could hear nothing from them. I guess if they had an argument or anything, they'd done it when they got to the cell.
Yeah.
No. But I didn't want to stay with her. I didn't want to be that close to him.
Yeah.
He was working about 3 miles from where she was living. And when I made up my mind to just quit him, sure enough, I didn't want to stay there. I wanted to get on off from it. I wouldn't see him, and he wouldn't see me. So that's the way I leaned off from it.
I just left
him the house. Everything was in it, and I don't know what he done with it.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't worry about what he done with it. I didn't know.
You travel light. You didn't have much.
No, sir. I didn't have much.
What did you take with you?
My clothes. Well, you see, from time to time, sometime, he would start fussing me. When I get a chance, I'd carry part of my clothes to my mom's. So I kept a can of stew there between time. So when I made up my mind to go for good, I didn't have much there. Not my clothes. They was already gone. And when I'd get ready for some, I could come to my mama's and get. When I got ready to go to my mom, they were already there. You know, way back there then, Mr. Mom, folks didn't have clothes like they got now.
No.
You didn't have many clothes. Now everybody has got too many clothes.
Yes. Never wear them out, do they?
No, they never wear them out. so like Pace over there Sunday, Martha, she went to church with us. So I said, well, Martha, I don't have no clothes to give you. I said, rightly, you don't need no clothes. I said, you got more that stuff. Nah, I said, what you need is money. Something you can buy nails with. Probably help you get your house back. I said, I'll do that, but I ain't going to give you no clothes. I said, I'll give you a little piece of money from time to time. She says, Miss Davis, I sure thank you. She said, you're right. You don't need so many clothes. I got no clothes in that house now, and I know what to do with it. I said, ain't nowhere there to put them if you got to sleep in there, in that little old house. But I think they started the building a room or something. But I see something. I see some posters around there. Look like they're seeking to do something. So the insurance man told me that George said he's going to build him a room now. Add on to that little thing out there where they're sleeping. And later on, he'll build his house bigger. Said, but it's kind of rough right now to do it. Said, but I just thought I'd add on to it so the children could come home. I said, well, that's a good thought. I said, he should have done thought about that and got his children together.
Do you ever get, when you need a little information or something, can you ask your insurance man? They're traveling around so much and go everywhere.
Oh, yeah. But when they get to me, they ain't got much time to prove it to me. They got to go on and see somebody.
Oh, they don't,
They're not some of them. They'll talk. But it's just like if I want to know anything, I'll ask them. They'll take time and probably explain it to me. So, Reed, he'd tell me this, he was saying something. I asked him, I said, did you see the Mitchells? He said, yes, ma'am. Said, Miss Dora, she was home. He said, George is there to his place working. I said, I see it looked like he was started. So I said, well, that's a mighty little thing. I see he started there for a house. He said, yes, ma'am. Said, I talked with him. Said, he said he wasn't building his house yet. He was just going to fix a room there on to that little place where they stayed. He's just going to try to make enough room now where the children could come home. I said, that's a good thought. And said, he said, in the summer, he hoped to be able to build his house, to finish his house. I said, well, that's good. Well, you see, George, he can mostly build his own house with the children's help. First one, then the other helping. You see, he worked with these carpenters so much, he learned right smart about business. But he don't have but two boys here to help him. But my goodness, three men. What you know, you can go a long ways with what you know about it to do. You got one boy here and one in Gainesville.
You know, I was thinking about that Georgia business, Miss Stacy. You know, you said the other day what all you knew, know you learned it in Georgia. Well, you was up there long enough to learn all those things.
Yes, sir. I was born and raised there, and then raised my family.
Yeah. And then
well, I had my family. They wasn't raised. They was coming along. But I had 3 children, all of them born in Georgia.
But there for 6 years, you was
just
by yourself.
Just by myself.
And you could get into all sorts of things and learn about them, couldn't
that's
you?
Right. Yes, sir. 6 years. But I never was a hand to be rambling around or going nowhere. I'd go to church and I'd come home. They have picnics, I go to picnic, and I come home. I always did like home.
Yeah.
So like these folks now, they said something. And Mr. Davis, I thought you would have been back. I said, well, I haven't had a chance. Carrie, she was saying, Mr. Davis, she don't visit nobody. She stays home. I said, that's the place to stay. Home.
When was it, Miss Daisy, you had that scared chill?
Had what?
Had that scared chill we were talking about last time.
Oh, I remember.
Was that when you was growing up?
When I was growing up?
Uh-huh.
That scared chill we were talking about.
Oh, grown.
You was already grown.
Already grown. I didn't have no children, but I was already grown and married the second time.
Well, is that right?
Yes, sir. That scared me to death.
I thought about that.
Well, now, I've been thinking about that ever since. That was scary, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. It was to me. Some folks, you know, didn't pay them no attention. When I looked out at doing all that red, this was all on them trees and everything. It looked kind of like fire to me. And as soon as I shut that door, and I didn't look out there no more.
You mean the red dust was already blowed up
yes,
there?
Yes, it blowed up. That was in Georgia.
Yeah.
You know they have lots of clay up there.
Oh, yeah, red
but
clay.
When these winds come, they get dirt off it from somewhere.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it had blowed all that dirt down
yeah.
there where you
were? Where I was. That's where the storm come through there, where I was. It just laid trees right and left. Of course, there wasn't no trees around my house. I was good peace from any trees, but I wasn't so far I couldn't see them when they fall. Some of them blowed them up by the root, and some of them had just run half of them. Blowed them. My Savior, I just thought sure I was finished that day.
And you looked out there and you could see all that red dust?
Yes. Finally, I had a shaking chill. Lord, when I told my sister about it, they just killed themselves laughing. Said, well, you can't have a sick chill, but you can have a storm chill.
Well, you know that when that wind gets that strong, it's scary.
Yeah, it is. And I heard Minnie Mitchell talking the other day about that wind. You know, the time that said we'd have a tornado. The man said about 6 o'clock. But she says, I said, well, Minnie, I said, we didn't get our tornado. And I'm glad I was. She said, no. So what I think was part of it up there where I stayed. She said, Miss Davis, say you never see limbs going so far and from the trees that just blowed up trees up there by the roof. And said, I heard the tin slamming, so I peeked out the window over there at that old house. and said, oh, 10, it was just a flopping. So I said, well, if you take the house, it's all right. But please leave me.
Now, who was that?
Minnie Ivory. Live up there to Orlando. That's one of Dora's daughters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lives in Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ari Danda, I think.
Ari Danda.
Up there.
I see.
Yeah. You know, she's had her new house built. She don't live in her old house where her husband left her now.
Oh.
All hit was falling down. It just wasn't. She altered. Well, I guess she got out as quick as she could. Soon as she could get her. Yeah.
You know, people talk a whole lot, and a whole lot of it just ain't worth hearing, is it?
That's the truth.
You and Faye were talking about that all a long time ago, you know, and Betsy, we all was. We love to have good talk.
That's right.
Now, sometimes when I talk, you know, I just want to forget it. And the other times, it all comes back to me. And I can just think it all over again.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. But it ain't often it ain't often that happens, is it?
No, it don't happen all the time.
Yeah. Is it some people that talks you like to talk to about another, or how is it, Miss Daisy?
Some folks I like to talk with, but I don't get a chance to get with them often. Some folks, I don't care a thing about their conversation. They don't be talking nothing. I call it this worthwhile. It's mostly talking about what I'll do, or what I'm going to, or what I would have done. Things like that. So,
what are they going to do?
I don't like to hear that. Because you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know whether you're going to do that or not.
Yeah.
But that's just in you. To try to do something big, well, that ain't big. That's crazy.
Well, it's partly where you see people. If you see them out there where they got the radio on and it's so loud you can't hear nothing,
that's right.
Ain't much you can say, is it?
That's right. That's the truth. I don't. I used to go down to Doris's about every night and listen to television and watch, preach some. But it's got to where there's so many there, boys. You can't hardly hear nothing on the television. Sometimes you can't see. You see that you get mixed all up with that noise and stuff, and you just ain't no enjoyment. I stays to my house. So I think someday maybe I get me one of my own. And I can enjoy it.
Why, yes.
At home. It's got to be, it's no pleasure to go down there. I don't know how to live.
Just too much.
It's too much for me.
Yeah. Well, you don't have a chance.
That's the truth.
Well, it's noisy.
That's right.
You don't have a chance to talk. Mm-hmm. Well, now, Liza, I used to hear her down at the store. She'd get back there and start buying stuff, you know, and she and
Fred Wood, you know, would
he could talk.
He could talk. But I don't see anybody else down there that talks much.
And you know, I don't reckon I'll ever forget Liza. Sometimes I think about her so fresh, you know, we'd be sitting on the porch talking, and things she would say was so funny to me, and we'd have so much fun.
Yeah.
It looked like Liza was all right, but I hate to look at her place.
Yeah. Well, now, you sitting on the porch there, and she's always funny. She comes through funny words. Yeah. And you can even remember a lot of things she said.
That's right. But I hate to look down there at Liza's place. She had his weeds growed up in his place. It's all broke down. And everything. No chickens, nothing but dogs. And they ain't no good.
Yeah. No, just some old starved dogs. They're not starved. Yeah.
But, you know, we were riding around the house one day and talking about what made good talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that we both said, what was it that made us remember talk?
Yeah. You know, one of the best talkers I ever talked to was Miss Patterson.
Miss Patterson?
Yeah.
She was a talker. And she could tell you things worthwhile.
Oh, she could.
Yes, she could.
Where did you talk to her?
I used to talk to her sometimes.
Up at her house?
I never spent much time at Miss Tarson's house.
No.
I'd see her down to the stove sometimes. We'd stand out there on the porch and chat a while. Go to her house and just have a long visit chat with her. I never had no business. I would see her, Liza and Carrie, who was in Banks last time when she was in her health. She would go to Miss Patterson and stay up there almost days at the time. She grew up there helping Miss Patterson, and then when they got the little work done, they sat on the porch and talk. Miss Patterson thought a heap of Banks. She called Aunt Ida.
Aunt Ida.
Oh, she did.
Why did they call her Banks?
Well, I don't know how come they called it that.
That wasn't her name.
No, she was named Ida.
Ida who? Jenkins?
Ida Jenkins.
Yeah. And Ida Brown and Ida somebody
Jenkins.
Else.
I don't know what about.
But Miss Banks and Miss Patterson probably talked about things.
Yes. Well, I think the most her and Miss Patterson was talking was Sunday school and church. You know, Miss Patterson used to attend this church down here a whole lot, this Methodist church.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, she used to go down there. The way I would know, the woman where I worked, she'd talk about Miss Patterson was the church signature time. But after Miss Patterson got to be a Jehovah's Witness, I don't think she attend no church but her church.
Yeah. No, I don't think that. Now, one thing Miss Patterson talked about, Daisy, and that was Georgia.
Drunkard.
Georgia. She talked about Georgia. Oh, she loved to talk about Georgia.
Because she lived up there.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and she, like you say, most of what she knew, she learned up there in Georgia. Because, she's a grown woman, too, when she come down here.
Sure she was a grown woman. She was married, I think, when she come here. Well, when I knowed her, she was married. You see, Mr. Patterson, I think they said he used to run sawmill or something somewhere.
Well, now, you remember her when she first come here. He had that sawmill, and they lived over there at that place across from the store.
Lived over where?
That old Vidal house across the road there.
Yeah, I remember when she lived there. Well, that's what I said. She was grown, and they had hands. They said it was a pretty good-sized meal. I don't know, but I just hear folks talk about it.
Now, Miss Patterson, like you said, she had her ways. And a little hard to get along with. Well, now, what ways did she have, Daisy, that was hard to get along with?
She, I don't think she was so hard to get along with. Whatever she said, she thought that was it. She told her the truth.
She'd tell you what
she
thought.
Miss Patterson don't think she ever made a mistake. That's one thing.
Oh, really?
No. If she said it, well, she believed it.
Yes.
And she wanted you to believe it.
Yes.
Well, the way to get along with it is go on pretending.
Just
you didn't have to tell her, well, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say nothing.
Well, that don't make very good talk when you go along telling people you don't believe
no.
what they're saying.
Just listen to them talk and then make up your own mind.
Yes.
Well, I never say, you never do that. You never, when people talk, you never say to yourself, well, I believe that and I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to them, you're interested.
Listen, and then when I get off from them, I think about what to say it to myself.
Yeah.
Well, I try to get the good out of it I can and leave the bad there.
Yeah.
Now, just like I go home, you know, I may sit down there and start sewing or something. But then I start thinking, well, Mr. Patterson said so-and-so. Well, you know, that's the way you have to learn things. Get ideas from other folks. Then put it with that little unit. Go ahead on. But I can say it until I never had no trouble with nobody, white or black, in my life. You know, you can visit too fast and too much. I ain't got no business going to Bessie's house every day, sit there all day talking. You're going to say something wrong. But if you stay to your house and work, you'll think about what you're doing and what I want to do when I get this done. But I don't. Yeah, I don't get lonesome.
No, that's visiting a little too much to go every day.
That's right. But I see her every day. Well, I hear from her every day.
But
she falls down so much till I want to see it. And it's, seeing she's up and all right. I'm all right.
But that don't count. That's just checking in.
That's right.
Speaking and all. But just to sit there and talk for a long
time.
Well, you talk a little while, have a good visit, and then.
And then go home and go to work.
Miss Patterson was a jaybird though. She done a lot of things in her time. And that tongue of hers, it was sharp.
Sure. Well, who brother was it? His or her? Goo?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know their family, baby. Mm-hmm. All I know is Mr. and Miss Patterson. The rest of them I've just seen. I don't know who they are.
And I wonder what they gonna do about her house. Rent it out, or some of the children live in it.
It's a nice little house.
It's a nice little house. And I know she had it furnished now.
Oh, yes. What's Patterson gonna do, Daisy? Burnett.
Come on, Bunny. I don't know, sir. But nothing on
it. He don't even have a place to park that old school bus. He just sets that on the side of the road down there.
Mm-hmm. He ain't got no place for nothing. And don't look like he cares. He don't look like he even piling up the stuff. Of course, he ain't got nothing to hold it in his truck like went up then.
Oh.
That's what happened then.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did that place over there belong to him?
Belonged to his aunt or his niece or something.
Yeah.
You see, his grandmother, she raised him. She died, left that house there for him.
Yeah.
She had a son, so Bessie told me. And he come up here and told Bunny, so now you can have the house all by yourself. I don't want no parts of it. And Bunny was so sorry, he wouldn't pay the tax on it. And you know, it wasn't much tax for that. But anyway, they said the place went up for tax. So his niece, or whatever, she live in Mickanopa. She was looking in the paper and she seen the place was up for tax. So she didn't do nothing but got in her car and went on to Gainesville and bought it in for the tax. She paid the tax and bought the place in. Well, she been taking care of the tax ever since. Well, it's her place, and she let Bunyip stay there. Told him she wouldn't want the house just left out there by herself, and told him, you stay in the house. You just stay on in there. It just like it was yours. But his Claire, now, I done bought it. Bought it in for the tax. So I was asking some of them. I said, well, you ring, did Bunnett have any insurance on the house? So people say, only they might have had someone. So that ain't had nothing. Doris said, and I didn't know it till the day it wasn't none of Burnett's house. I thought it was Burnett's house. The boy said, no, the house belongs to Ollie Mae. I said, well, she'll not try to help him get nowhere to stay. She's going to get him a place to stay. And he's done burned up. I said, and he ain't gonna pay no tax on that.
Yeah.
She'll have to buy it in again. I just think that's too sorry. You buy a house and give it to me, now you just stay here. Oh, it'll be somebody in the house to kind of take the house. And then I won't do that.
Well, now, you talk to Burnett.
Can't nobody talk to Burnett. Can't nobody tell Burnett nothing. Burnett, one of them kind, knows everything.
Yeah.
Tells him nothing.
Well, now, he's a big talker, isn't he?
Oh, yes, sir. He is a big talker.
Yeah.
You hear him talking, you think he's something.
Yeah.
He ain't nothing.
Well, yeah. Does he sound like Francis Presley?
No. Don't sound like Francis. Burnett don't know nothing to talk about. But cars and trucks and what he done and how he can fix something. All kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's no good. Yeah. Now them boys say they've been trying to get him to fix up that old house. Mm-hmm. So they told him he'd do it when he get ready and not before.
Is that a...
Just the way he turned them off.
He knows.
When I get ready and not before.
They're not
going to
push him around.
No.
So you can be a big talker, but that doesn't mean you're a good talker.
That's right. Talk big, but you ain't talking nothing.
Yeah.
How are your mother this morning?
Oh, she's fine. She said let her know. I guess she's got her clothes on, getting ready to go to town.
Mm-hmm. She dresses when she get up.